Like in the U.S., Mexico is facing a crushing wave of COVID-19 with a dramatic increase in cases and deaths just since the beginning of the year. Thousands need oxygen as a result of the disease, bringing shortages of this vital gas in a barely regulated market. It's also been plagued by abuse and crime. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on how oxygen has become a rare, expensive, and sometimes risky commodity south of the border.
2021 started for many in Mexico City very dramatically. The government and the people relaxed precautions during the holidays, but the pandemic wasn't taking a vacation. Carla Gonzalez, who still coughs, a lingering symptom of the coronavirus, got COVID-19 along with her family, but her dad struggles the most.
So a few days ago, he got very, very sick in a very critical state. I mean, it was very chaotic because I didn't know what to do first.
Gonzalez says her dad doesn't have insurance and public hospitals were packed while private ones were unaffordable. She says one of them charges $5,000 just to get on the waiting list.
And he definitely say, I don't want to go to that either hospital.
One of the largest facilities in Mexico for COVID-19 was improvised inside Centro City Banamex, a congressional center in Mexico City. Eberto Arboleya, a seasoned doctor and former public officer, is its head of operations.
Es un hospital de derecho.
Dr. Arboleya says the congressional center has become a full-fledged hospital. He says it's a joint effort between the private and public sectors. The government covers the payroll and medicines, while contributing companies fund the rest.
A la fecha llevamos más de 6,000 pacientes ingresados.
The doctor says they've helped more than 6,000 patients so far, with almost 600 beds, 1,500 nurses, and more than 350 doctors.
Yo creo que ha habido esfuerzos importantes, ¿no?
Dr. Arboleya says there's been important efforts, including a program in his facility to provide free oxygen tanks to patients who may continue recovering at home. But he says there's an evident shortage elsewhere. Carla Gonzalez didn't find a hospital for her dad. He stayed home, and the next struggle was to find oxygen for him.
We were living, I say... like a mission to Mars. You realize that you need oxygen to live.
Gonzalez says oxygen tanks weren't available among regular providers. She had to go on Facebook and buy one from a stranger.
But you don't know if it's safe. Maybe it's not real, or maybe it's just a trap.
Victor Garcia sells oxygen condensers on social media. He says a Chinese neighbor helped him get into the business by bringing equipment from China. He says he's seen many affected families without medical support, and he feels relieved that he can help them fight the sickness in some way. Garcia says the demand has strongly increased, and with it, the prices. He says the first condensers were sold last year at $600. Now it's around
$1,700.
Garcia says prices also have risen since customs are charging more tariffs and taking bribes. The government says they're trying to tackle unlawful trade.
Hemos tenido denuncias, inclusive, de tanques de oxígeno fake.
Olga Sánchez Cordero, Mexico's Secretary of State, says they've had reports of fake oxygen tanks in the black market, as well as organized crime activities behind it. Authorities say they've arrested people either stealing oxygen or selling pirate equipment. But Carla González says she's disappointed.
People die for COVID, people die for not having money, because there is not support from the government.
Gonzalez says homes are turning into hospitals while the state doesn't provide enough economic help to quarantine or information to fight the disease. Gonzalez's dad is recuperating but still struggles with the illness. She says her family has spent more than $5,000 for her dad's treatment in just 2 weeks. This includes daily oxygen refills of almost $50 each, which come with hours of wait in long lines. She says the pandemic will hopefully unite the affected families to build contingency plans and generate conscience.
Yeah, I think that unfortunately people don't believe until it's very close to you, until it's your father, or until it's you.
Anne Gonzalez says she hopes that one day the president will learn that protecting the people is more important than his projects of building oil refineries. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.